God bless you, family. Good morning. What an awesome day to be alive. What an awesome day to be in the land of the living. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited to share another morning with you of the morning vitamin, and may God bless you and forever keep you. Come on, let's start this day off with prayer and praise. Father, we thank you because you do all things well, God. You know everything that's ahead of us in this day, and for that we bless you. We know you've already been there. You've already opened doors for us. You've already just made peace to come before us, God, and we bless you for this day. Thank you for this gift called Wednesday, Father, one we'll never see again, one that you've blessed us with. So, God, we pray your peace, power, and your prosperity over everyone on this call, and may your presence rest with us wherever we are. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Hey, a great big shout out to those who are on my phone line. I don't get to see your face because of the phone line, but I just want you to know I love you. I appreciate you all for joining in with me. A couple of big shout outs. Jay Black, happy anniversary to you and yours. Man, I'm lifting you all up. I think 21 years of marriage. Whoa, whoa. I'm so excited for the both of you. Enjoy. Happy birthday to my home folks, my home girl, Sharon Tucson. What a blessing. Happy birthday to you. We go way back like cornrows down a nappy neck. What a blessing. Brother Tucson, I know you're doing your thing, dinner, roses, all of that. God bless y'all. Happy birthday, Sharon. God bless the Tucson family household, and may heaven smile upon you. Family, I'm excited. Those of you who have not seen the Cyber Church, Center of Hope Cyber Church commercial, it's going to be on the page today again. I want you to check it out. It's my way of connecting with you wherever you are all around the world. You now can be a part of our family. I don't care if you're in Brazil, London, Africa, Nevada, California. We want you to be a part of our family. So check out that Cyber Church commercial on our site so you can be a part of the church that's feeding your life. Again, we're not trying to take you from your church. We just want to take you to another level. Listen, I've got something to share with you this morning, and you're probably wondering why I'm dressed like this. Well, this is the way I want to be dressed this morning. This is my look of, you know what, I just don't feel like it. I just don't feel like doing everything that God has assigned for me to do, and I just really don't feel like all this forgiveness stuff. There's some folks that, not that I really want to go off on, but there's some folks who deserve for me to go off on them, and I'm just not feeling it today. So this is my thing. This is how I'm looking. I really want to just give it to them. But whenever I think about me unleashing my anger on somebody else, I'm reminded of what Jesus Christ did for us. So I've got two verses to share with you, and maybe this will help each and every one of us as we all are walking in this place called forgiveness and coming out of that place called unforgiveness. We got to remember what Jesus Christ has done for us. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39 says this, "And Jesus went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." Here Jesus was preparing for the cross, and being very man and very God, I can imagine that he had you and I in mind. I can imagine that he could see forward in time and realize that if he did not endure the horrors of the cross, our sins would never be forgiven. We would still have to do the sacrificial methodology for the forgiveness of sins. And family, let me tell you something. If we were still sacrificing animals for sins, in my neighborhood, just for me, there wouldn't be a dog, cat, bird, bug, nothing for all that I have done. But here you see the humanity of Jesus and the divinity. Jesus was simply saying to all of us what I'm saying to you. Some days I just don't feel it. I'm just not down with it. If anybody crossed me today, it's going down. But family, Jesus felt the same way as he was preparing for the cross. The text says here that he contacted heaven by way of prayer and told God the same thing. I'm not feeling this. I know what we planned. I know what I'm supposed to do. But today is just not that day. But then Jesus says something that's amazing to me, and I want us all to carry this today. He says, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Family, we are not here for ourselves. We are here for God. And we are here that others see God in us. So it's not always going to be what you want. Matter of fact, most of the time in this Christian journey, it's not going to be what you want. It's going to be what God wants to do through you. So, no, you don't feel like it. No, you deserve to really give somebody the business. But Jesus said it for us. Not my will, but yours. So I'm seeing something in this text where Jesus is crucifying his flesh, something that we deal with. What does that mean, the flesh? Our emotions and our desires. Jesus said, I'm going to put aside how I feel so I can do the will of God today. Family, some of us have to put aside the way we feel so we can do what God commands us to do. The old saints used to say, crucify your flesh. And I get it. I get it. I finally get it now more than ever. Man, this flesh, this desire in us, man, it's strong. It'll make us snap, crackle, and pop on somebody. It has caused us to be unforgiving to people and holding people continually hostage. But again, I ask you, how is that working for you? I know how it was working for me. It wasn't working at all. So what I'm doing now is working on me. I have to realize that it's not what people say that bothers me. It's not what people say that hurts me. It's what I do that can hurt me spiritually. So family, today I want us to embody exactly what Jesus said. It's not my will, but thy will be done. Today, our lives and forevermore is not about us. It's all about him. I've got one more verse to give you. Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Here, Jesus was on the cross. Oh my goodness, dying for you and for me. But he says something incredible. As God was looking down, the Father was looking down, Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Man, I'm shaking even now as I think about this. As they were crucifying him, Jesus still had the opportunity to destroy everyone. But he says, Father, I want you to forgive them, for they know not what they do. I need you to take that attitude when people are going up one side of you, down the other, scandalizing your name. They just don't know what they do. They really don't know who you are. And guess what? It's not up to you to explain it to them all the time. As long as you know who you are, you can forgive. There's nothing that anybody has said that's going to cause you to miss what God has for you. No, you can't miss it, but you can walk away from it. So family, today, this is my outfit. I'm just not feeling it. I'm just not going to take no nonsense today. If somebody crossed me, I'm just going to go off. I'm going to give them that Long Island, New York, go off. But it's not my will. It's God's will. And then if Jesus can forgive us for all that we've done, surely we can forgive someone else. So we're coming out of the unforgiveness zone. And we're stepping into a zone where it's all about him and not about us. Let's pray. Father, I thank you today, and I'm praying for each and every one of us. And today, God, I'm praying for Dallas, that you will forever keep me in a place where your will be done in my life and not my own. God, I pray that you continuously speak to us. God, I pray that you give us the power and the authority, the grace and the wisdom to know when to speak and when to be quiet. But God, I also pray that you move us closer and closer to being the forgiving person that you've called us to be. We must forgive because you have forgiven us. And you continue to do it over and over and over again. So God, we love you today. And I pray for all those who are connected to this call. God, I pray that you continue to give them the power to release so that we can receive. Do this, God, and I will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Family, I'm so excited for you today. Listen, I got to tell you again, you got to repost this video. You've got to repost this video. I need everybody. Well, I just need three people to repost. Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. Repost this video so we can get this word out around the world. This is the week of forgiving. We're coming out of the unforgiveness zone, and we're watching God work miracles in our life. Y'all, I love y'all, for real, for real, for real. I pray for you daily, and I want you to do the same for me. So let's go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. Y'all, I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.